Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's the 3-0. And a high fly ball into deep left field. Canario going back. He looks up. This is gone. Saya gives the Cubs the lead.
Here comes the 1-2. Fly ball, deep left field, pretty well hit. Back goes Canario. That ball's back to the wall. Gone. Home run, Seiya Suzuki, his second of the day.
We love to hear Zach Zaidman and Pat Neron on the call in Pittsburgh. Cubs are in Milwaukee tonight. We're talking about the Brewers series all day long here on The Score. Tonight, the Cubs and Brewers meet for the first time this season in Milwaukee, Algonquin, for the good land. Pregame coverage begins at 6:35. First pitch is at 7:10. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. We've talked a lot about Seiya Suzuki on this program. We will continue to. He gets paid the big bucks. That's why it's happening. You're the DH on this team right now, and I think that's a part of why things are going better for him. But Seiya with a multi-homer game again, that was only the fifth of his big league career in the Cubs win to close out that Pirates series. I appreciate what he's put together, especially since I think those first two games on a massive stage in Japan.
The fact that we're even referencing the first two games, that was such a long time ago. When I say long time ago, I don't mean just because it was the first two games of the season. They played two games, came back, played more exhibition baseball, and then like restarted the regular season. And so to see him morph into what he has become, which is a feared part of a feared lineup, is outstanding on his part.
Well, I also just wanted to say, those at-bats, he just looked so... Unfortunately, some people just fail very obviously. I was saying to you in the break that good athletes sometimes, the better you are, the worse it looks sometimes with the timing. You know, a Javi Baez strikeout to me is a good example of that. We'll get into the basketball one in the five on it segment at noon. You won't want to miss that. But either way, there were just times where you're watching him watch pitches that he should have hit go by. And you're asking, what's happening there? Well, that is not the case right now. I think we're seeing a different batter at the plate. And I know it's not his preferred decision to not field. But what he's doing right now, I do think that Kyle Tucker's protection in the lineup is helping him. But he's also doing something with it, which is what makes this so key. I just feel like I'm watching a more comfortable guy at the plate. He is not only taking a more aggressive approach when it comes to swinging on the first pitch of an at-bat, but you're also seeing the success. He may not be looking for the power, but it is finding him because of his timing right now and just how he's seeing everything. And maybe he's playing a little bit more relaxed, again, with what we talked about, having somebody else in the lineup where you know it's not up to you. And the production is there. Two home runs yesterday indicates that in a very good way, but that's not the only game where he's really shown promise as to who he should be on this team.
I think the one thing where I look at and what's the difference between maybe this year and years past, one, yes, the lineup around him is better. We start there with Kyle Tucker and even how productive Michael Bush has been behind him, right? When you talk about having a switch hitter lead off in Ian Happ and then a lefty, righty, lefty with Michael Bush, and he's the righty in there, and he's certainly benefiting from being sandwiched between Kyle Tucker, who's one of the best hitters in baseball, and a Michael Bush who has played as well as you could have probably imagined him playing in the role that he's been designated in. And so you wondered maybe how, because remember all offseason it was, well, he wants to play in the outfield. He wants to play in the outfield. Well, guess what? You're going to DH because that's the role that you're going to have on this team. And you wondered how he would take that. I'm not going to lie, Layla, I was worried about him after seeing those first two games and even the start of the regular season. Okay, is he going to be able to accept his role and be comfortable in that role? And I think he's done a great job of being the guy that the Cubs need him to be, and maybe even exceeding expectations because of the fact that he has 9 home runs, which is one off the major league leading pace. I mean, he's got 6 doubles. His OPS is 990. He's doing the things that you want a middle of the order bat to do.
And this is just a different team with everybody slugging like this. And he's a different man when he is slugging like this. And it's not just cheap home runs. These are in clutch situations. You know, you're trying to put together a run, like we talked about. How many runs are you scoring per inning? How are you taking advantage of a pitcher who might be on the ropes like you did yesterday? That fifth inning home run was a 3-0 pitch. Green light, go get him. And he took exactly that approach.
We love a green light, don't we?
I when we get them.
Sometimes we love a yellow or a red light because who cares? We're moving it.
Exactly. And the beauty of this conversation is, how many times are we sitting here talking about somebody who needs to step it up and it doesn't happen?
Right. And so to have this time right now where we can talk about how positively, and maybe, you know, I hate to bring it up, but we were told in the offseason, in spring training, leading up to the regular season, even in the early parts of the regular season, you know, for this team to achieve its ultimate goals, which is getting to the playoffs, aka winning the division, preferably.
Yeah, and, Brewers, yeah.
And making a run, certain players would have to exceed expectations. Let's be honest. If you look up and down the club Cubs lineup right now, certain guys are exceeding expectations. And I would put Seiya Suzuki in that bucket. He's playing well, but he's playing better than even I had hoped he would play. I didn't expect him to be fourth in the league in slugging percentage. When I say the league, I mean the major leagues in slugging percentage.
Yeah, that is, it's what we wanted to happen, but I was very skeptical. Yeah. I was extremely skeptical.
How could you not be after what you saw take place last season?
And they say all the time, you know, good veterans will shorten their slumps, and when you want somebody to step up, they will, and all of this. This is just what happens when you have a bigger collection of talent on the team. It's what happens when you have a 5-WAR, career 5-WAR guy in Kyle Tucker, arguably bordering 6. You know, that's what happens, you know? So this is part of it. Carson Kelly is outperforming expectations, my word.
So is his counterpart Miguel Amaya. Now, not on the level that Carson Kelly is doing it, but catching position is giving them so much.
The standard was high for Miguel Amaya. And I appreciate that because I think that he will live up to that. You know, you're seeing consistent improvement there on all fronts, and especially just what he brings as far as the battery is concerned. I do appreciate what Craig Counsell had to say about Seiya Suzuki, so let's listen to that.
I must say, what is it about his swing where he's able to make such hard contact consistently?
He's a strong man. He's got a beautiful swing, and he's a strong man, and that's it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Simple yet poetic. A strong man, a beautiful swing.
Wouldn't you want to hear that from your manager?
Listen, I'm not one to read my own press clippings. I know a lot of players do, some players don't. If you're reading your press clippings right now as a member of the Chicago Cubs, if your name's not Matt Shaw and your name is not Ben Brown, you're pretty happy because the manager's giving credit where credit is due. Their offense continues to pummel and beat up the teams that they're supposed to beat up, frankly.
Pummel, such a good active verb. Ron Coomer was also on this morning with Mully and Haw and discussed that very thing, Saya's success.
DHing is not an easy position, and usually it's for a veteran guy. Now, he's played a lot of baseball. He's played a lot in Japan. He's played, you know, a few years here now. So he's, you know, pretty comfortable in the baseball setting. Maybe taking that pressure off him playing right field after he had some struggles has really freed up his mind and lets him, you know, just compete as a hitter right now. And that's worked for him. And obviously it is. He's swinging the bat better now than he has in any time of his big league career. So that's been very good. The other thing too, he's using the other side of the field. He's hit some opposite field home runs and got some hits the other way and back through the middle. Very good. He did a thing this winter too, where he made a little adjustment in his swing. That's one thing. But he really committed himself in the gym, lifting. And he is a much stronger guy, too. And that's, he was always a strong guy, but, you know, he's gained some weight, good weight, you know, and strength. And it's really paying off for him. But he gets a little stoic with the interviews, and I don't know what the reason for that is. I know what you're saying because it was on our monitors. Pat and I were signing off yesterday. And yesterday's ball game, in game, when they went to him after his second home run, that smile is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a couple more of the really good days and get him in Wrigley Field. We'll see that guy on an interview one time. But as long as he keeps hitting, he can do whatever he wants in post-game interviews. I don't care.
The last thing he said was the most important. As long as he keeps hitting, he can do whatever he wants in his post-game interviews.
I know it is so hard to have fun publicly when your team is struggling, or at least feel like you can be yourself comfortably. And I appreciate that. We've talked about his sense of humor that he will show at times, you know, like the video that went viral with him in the baseball and then like pretending like it was his precious and having some fun with that, or just enjoying what he's doing right now. And there are personalities on this team, that's for sure. But when it comes to just whatever is most authentic to him and being comfortable, maybe he's, you know, maybe the wheels are turning and he's trying to translate along with the discussion when it comes to a foreign language. I try to do that. I fail. Ray knows I attempted Spanish, especially when I was working with people who worked at Telemundo every day. It was a lot easier to kind of process as you go. But I just think the best part of this is that he's being the guy they hired him to be right now.
He's definitely on the field giving the production that they had hoped for when they signed him. Many moons ago.
Feels like it.
Yeah, right? But the reality is we're locked into this contract and we're locked into a guy that's batting in the top third of your order who is producing. All that being said, you know what's crazy to me, Layla? I don't think he had the most important part of this series as far as an individual performance. Do you know who I think that belongs to?
Mm-mm.
Belongs to the guy who was under the Mendoza line, who's now over the Mendoza line coming out of the series. The guy who's got a 3-game hitting streak because he happened to go 5-for-11 in the series.
Do Ray and I say his name dramatically?
If you know it, say it.
Is it Dansby?
Dansby Swanson.
It's Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson.
I feel like on a Friday we can do that.
No,
right?
No, listen.
This is Dansby Swanson.
I don't know if that's what Craig Counsell has running through his mind when he's writing his name in the lineup card, but the decision to move him down to 8 seems to have paid immediate dividends at the most opportune time, because basically you had a situation where the left side of your infield was giving you nothing offensively.
Yes, and by the way, there is an update on that.
What you got?
I know we're running up against it time-wise. I think we're going to get into this more on Monday, because we should.
Okay.
Really good deep dive came out just before our show started from Patrick Mooney and Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic, talking about the Cubs situation at third base. We were discussing it this week on our show. I believe I used the term crater. Well, it turns out that the crater is not only for the Cubs. The crater is league-wide.
Relative to other positions, third base has not been as hot a corner as you would have hoped.
Oh, my word. This is the best part that I've read so far, and I really do think that we need to look into this a little bit more. I'll do some general baseball research over the weekend, too. But this is fantastic. It says, the truth is that the offensive production from third baseman is nearing an all-time low. It's not just them. Entering play on Thursday, third baseman had a 93 weighted runs created plus that is currently the second lowest mark in baseball behind second baseman. That 93 weighted runs created plus at the position would be the third lowest mark for third baseman since 1950.
So in our lifetimes is what you're saying.
In fact, since 2021, only the 2022 season wouldn't rank among the bottom 10 seasons in offensive productivity over the last 75 years. In general, there seems to be a dearth of offensive talent at the position right now.
Don't read that next sentence.
Here's the best part. This is the closer, Kira Sedgwick style.
Oh, man.
Yet, Bregman still remained a free agent in the middle of February.
I ask you not to read
Ain't
that.
Ain't that the truth?
I ask you not to read that because I know the pain that comes for all the people listening and watching and wondering why were the Cubs not even a top two consideration for Alex. I mean, I know the reason why. The bag was not big enough.
Right, but the Foul Territory podcast, just uncovering that nugget of it where he honestly says, I thought it was going to be the Tigers. I was like, oh, he's going to say Cubs, right?
No.
Wrong.
No. The Tigers are out here trying to win. And I'm not saying win as in win their division. They're trying to see how far they can go. And they're throwing bags at people bigger than the bags that the Cubs are throwing at people. Think about that.
Think about how the Red Sox, for example, trade for Garrett Crochet, who's the favorite for the AL Cy Young right now. They are trying.
Everyone's trying to. Well, sorry. Most teams are trying to win. Some are just trying a little bit harder.
Well, that is true. I also think, though, that a team that has been labeled as trying to win, or not trying to win, actually, may be doing a little bit more than we think.
Jury's still out on that, and I'll tell you, at my stance is, I think there's more to be done. Way more to be done.
Well, yeah.
I see you, though, with the crumbs. You're throwing me crumbs like Hansel and Gretel.
Here's how I know sometimes a hitter is due. It's not necessarily that they hit the home run. It's that they force a really good walk.
Okay.
And I feel like, relatively speaking, that's what we may be seeing out of White Sox. A White Sox.
You know what? I will take it.
All right.
Because even though those crumbs are going to end up with me being in an oven getting cooked, I'm used to being cooked as a White Sox fan.
So many analogies. The disclaimer is really doing its part today. You didn't even have to.
You know what it is. You know what you're going to get every day, okay?
But you don't. Yesterday was a good example.
Okay.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.